Hello?
Yeah, oui, c'est
yes.
Ezri Danka.
Yes, hello? Oh, Ezri!
Oui.
Hi, Ezri, how are you?
I've been great, I'm fine.
Great, 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 great. I'm glad you called. I mean, it's been really, a tough 2 weeks on the Haitian people. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they heard what happened. They heard all it happened. And now our people, who is going to pay damages to them? Who is going to help them? All those people, they did not need to die.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, and this is the thing. I was listening to your last caller, and he was talking about how Haitians need to mobilize themselves. And I really do second that. We need to mobilize ourselves, but we need to have a love for ourselves that is so deep that we take on this case. We say, you know what? We're going to hire a law firm that's going to examine these samples, because frankly, we have absolutely no reason to trust that the UN is going to investigate itself and find itself guilty when the UN is saying that cholera is going to be in Haiti's system now for a long time to come, and that the death toll can go up to the tens of thousands. I mean, that would bankrupt the UN.
That's right.
So of course they're going to find some sort of plausible deniability with respect to this cholera. But it goes deeper than this, okay? It goes deeper, and I want your listeners to understand that this is not just about the Nepalese soldiers, because the Nepalese soldiers are just the tool that was used. But the genocide going on in Haiti is obvious, and I think that
the gentleman before you just said it.
Yeah, it's obvious, and we have our eyes wide shut. I mean, we're looking at it, and we just don't want to compute it. And I think Haitians need to find some Dessalines backbone and look at the evil and say no, instead of saying, I want to believe that somehow the CDC, because right now they're doing an investigation. I was listening to your report. It was fairly very complete. I congratulate you on getting all this stuff together. As you said, two things. Even if there is no cholera, think of this. Someone comes into your country and dumps their excrement into your river. Two ways. One, because the septic tanks that disposes of the toilets is then taken by a truck, and we have pictures that the AP has shown, and I urge all who've not seen it, you see them dumping the truck excrement right into the river.
That's right.
And then you see the Al Jazeera video,
yep,
where in the back of the base they have their toilets, and it's on a sort of a hill, and there's a pipe that's broken, and it's leaking and oozing the excrement and raw sewage and raw fecal matter that's coming out of these Nepalese soldiers' toilet right into the river.
That's right.
And can I say this?
Yes.
They did not report that. The American media did not report that. They make it seem that we are the one who are defecating in the river. But they never, never told how the UN was actually dumping their waste into the river.
Exactly. And what's even more important to remember is that on Tuesday, when the Mirabel mayor came out and said, you know, this is what's happening. We have witnesses that the fecal matter is going straight into river. The UN came out straight out and said, listen, our disposal system meets EPA standards.
That's right.
How?
I mean,
in the river?
Out.
Yeah.
Said it. I mean, if we did not have the pictures,
mm-hmm,
they would still be standing on that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You see the latrines very close to the river.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then they said, well, not only that, you know, you just read it, Eve.
Yes.
They said that their the landfill that they use was something like, I don't know, many times right. away from 20, where
25
the river
times
is supposed to be. And whiskey, the landfill is right there.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no landfill. They're just putting the darn thing straight in.
And then dump it into the river.
Right. And when you see the what they call the landfill, they said straight out, and this is why I say, you know, as a lawyer, what we don't have, what I don't have is resources. But if I had the resources, and I hope Haitians and people who have some concern about what's happening to the weakest of the weak, I mean, if we can't take care of folks who can't take care of themselves, then how do we call ourselves human beings?
Folks, we need some help right now. If you
yeah,
have,
we need
if,
some help
we
right
need
now.
Some
what
help right
needs
now.
To be done, in my opinion, is that we can't trust the UN, I mean, just based on the fact that the mayor came out and said, listen, okay, it is criminal just to dump your raw sewage in someone's river.
And they know how that river is being used.
And they know how the river is being used. They see the people bathing in the damn river, excuse
That's
my
right.
language. Okay,
That's right.
And they still do it. That is criminal in and of itself. Forget about the cholera. Okay,
so,
you do not come to someone's country and dump your fecal matter in their river.
That's right.
You just don't do that and then call yourself humanitarian aid come to help Haitians. They're helping us to death.
That's right.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Haitians, I mean, there is no standard when you have, it's like, okay, the UN investigating the UN is like a rapist. Okay,
mm.
the woman who's just been raped goes to the hospital, right? And then the authorities bring in the rapist and give the rapist kit and said, why don't you examine her and examine yourself and tell us if we should put you in jail?
That's right. That is exactly
okay?
what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Yes.
And they're going to find plausible deniability. They will. And they'll look straight in our faces. But, you know, I am reading these days. That the CDC is saying, listen, I mean, straight out they're saying that the strain of cholera in Haiti right now is the same strain that is found in Nepal. It's exactly the same strain. So, but what they're saying is, well, it's a common strain, and so you really can't make the connection.
Right.
You're going to find
the water
some
is
sort of
contaminated.